This is Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
All right, so we are awaiting Trey Sullivan of the Philadelphia Eagles. Safety for the Eagles, waiting for him to join us in this segment. And actually, he's with us right now. Trey Sullivan of the Philadelphia Eagles on with us right now. Hey, Trey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Trey, I got a question for you, man.
Don't let him do you like this, Trey.
I want to know, how does your Super Bowl ring look?
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Is that a mean question? Is that a mean question?
Oh, man, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's a huge ring.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what was the first thing... After you got it, what was the first thing that you did?
Well, I put it on, of course.
Right. Did you lock it up? Is it in a safe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to. You got to put that in the safe. You can't just have that sitting around, you know. But definitely, I put it on. We took pictures, and, I mean, it was a great ceremony. I mean, it was outstanding. The whole setup, everything was amazing.
You get a bunch of people, like... Yo, Trey, let me see the ring, man. Yo, Trey, can I try it on?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in L.A. now training, and people still out here, like, ask about it, like, thinking I have it with me, and I would never bring that with me.
Very nice. Trey Sullivan of the Philadelphia Eagles. I should say Super Bowl 52 champion Philadelphia Eagles joining us. And a lot of things going on in your life right now. You talked about training camp going on. But I think you're also doing something off the field that is helping a young man to recover. Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. Nicholas Ruffert, so he's actually battling cancer. It's a brain cancer that he's suffered. And, I mean, he's a great kid, man. He just loves to have fun, be around people to get his spirits up. I mean, as all the times that I'm around him, you can never tell what he's going through. He's battling. He's a very strong kid. And, I mean, he makes me stronger just hanging out with him and talking to him all the time.
And now his story, really, I mean, you're talking about how, you know, he's diagnosed with a brain cancer, but it's not just that. I mean, the idea that right after his ninth birthday that he lost his father.
Yeah.
And this kid has really faced the stacked deck.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's something very tough. I mean, he's already battling something it's tough. And then for him to lose his dad, that's even worse. But, I mean, he's still battling. His mom is a very strong woman. He has two sisters as well who are very strong. And, I mean, they're all there for him. And, I mean, I just want to be in his life as well and kind of be there for him, show him that what he's doing is great. And not only what he's doing for himself, but others. I mean, kids all around the world, they see what he's doing, and it gives them hope. I mean, it gives me hope when I look at what I go through every day, and I see what he goes through and how he overcomes it and still continues to battle. So, I mean, Nicky, he's a great kid.
Well, I am sure that growing up and playing sports that you've probably seen a lot, and getting to the NFL, you've seen a lot of stories. I can't say you've seen a lot of stories like this, but you've seen a lot of stories of hardship that have helped you to become who you are. Kind of talk about that and how it relates to what you're doing in helping Nicholas.
So playing with the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, when I first got there, one of the first things we did was a community outreach thing. So we went and helped build a playground at an elementary school, and that's something that we do every year. I mean, we just had the autism race and things like that. So, I mean... On the Eagles, I mean, everyone is in the community, and that's something that touched me. I mean, I saw that, and I felt like it was something that I should definitely, I mean, take in on. I'm not just a football player. I want to be able to help out in the community and be a great person. I mean, an individual. I don't want to just be looked at as a football player. So, I mean, I have guys around me like Rodney, Malcolm Jenkins. They both are always in the community. And, like I said, that's something that touched me And it's something that I just instilled in myself.
Yeah, talking with Trey Sullivan of the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions. You know, and like it's important to me that your story gets out. Yep. It should be important for everybody that these stories gets out, because unfortunately, there is a significant part of the population that seems to think that football players complain about X, Y, or Z, but that they don't actually do anything. Now, we being in the media, we know that that's not true. There are tons of things that you guys do. There just doesn't happen to be an NFL Films camera behind you at all times. And this, to me, is a great example of all the things that you personally, that your teammates and other guys in the league, that you guys do. You're not doing it because there's a camera there. You're not doing it for media attention. You're just doing it because it's right.
Right, definitely. I mean, like you said, I think that's the biggest thing. Everything that we do is not just to be seen. It's not to be noticed or just to get a pat on the back. We just do it because we love to help others. And, I mean, that helps us feel good. I mean, everyone has their own thing of what makes them happy. And, I mean, of course, we get to play football, and that's extremely fun for us. It's what we enjoy. But outside of football, it's like, you know, you deal with a lot of things. So you have to find something that also makes you happy. And, I mean, for a lot of guys on this team, community outreach is a big thing.
Trey Sullivan of the Philadelphia Eagles joining us. He's in Los Angeles right now getting ready for training camp. I would assume you take your cue from one Malcolm Jenkins?
Yeah, definitely. Rodney McLeod and Malcolm, they're both, huge helpers with me.
All right, man. All right, you've got training camp coming up here. What are you looking forward to? And I know there are a couple of receivers. I want to ask you about a couple of guys you're going to be going up against in training camp. But what are you looking forward to with training camp coming up, and when does it start for you?
So we actually report July 25th. And, training camp, I'm excited. I'm ready to come in, compete. There's a lot of opportunities for us this year. I mean, we want to repeat. And, I mean, it starts in training camp. Oh, it actually started in OTA, so we've been getting after it. I'm excited to come in, compete for special teams, a safety spot, and things like that. I mean, I'm just ready to go. It's going to be fun.
Is training camp going to be in Los Angeles for you guys?
No. It's going to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, we'll be there all through training camp.
Okay, makes sense.
Now, Trey, you're, you didn't, I don't think you grew up all that far from Philadelphia. You grew up in Maryland. What teams you grew up rooting for?
So I actually grew up a Redskins fan. Going to Philly, of course, you know, family members and stuff there. They were happy, and they've become Eagles fans. So my mom, she's like the biggest Eagles fan now, and she was the biggest Redskins fan as I was growing up. So it's pretty funny.
Were you a Skins fan growing up, and you really, all right, so, you know, you're getting signed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Now, NFC East, none of those teams like each other.
Right.
You know, the Eagles of Washington, Eagles and Giants, Eagles and Cowboys, none of them like each other.
Yeah.
What was it like for you, like when you're like, man, it's the Eagles? You didn't hesitate, though, did you?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, you had to put those things to the side when it comes to having an NFL career. I mean, of course, I had a favorite team growing up, but, I mean, I was blessed with an opportunity anywhere. So I just wanted to take that opportunity I had, and I had to put my personal preferences to the side.
You know, one of the things that Philadelphia is known for is their secondary, and pretty ferocious secondary, if you will. I want to ask you,
definitely,
a couple of guys you're going to be going up against in training camp. One of them is Alshon Jeffries, and I'm sure that you're kind of looking forward to doing that, huh? 6'3", 215 pounds, plus a little bit of speed on those legs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole receiver group this year, they're outstanding. I mean, OTAs, we were going against them daily, and, I mean, it's a challenge every day. The whole team, I mean, everyone pushes each other, and I'm excited to go against our receivers in training camp. It's going to be fun. We're going to make them better, and they're going to make us better.
Is there a lot of fun bragging? Like, if you get a pick during OTAs, are you guys like running around, flashing the ball, bragging and whatnot, and having fun, or you guys try to keep it low-key?
Oh no, this team is a swag team. So I mean, we definitely want to keep that swag. And I mean, when we get picks and pitches, of course, everyone's jumping around. And same thing with the offense. If they score, they're jumping around, celebrating, dancing, things like that. So I mean, we're never going to forget that. I mean, we love to play this game, and we want to have fun at every practice and every game. So.
Going to give you the inside on one of your receivers. Greg Ward played quarterback at the University of Houston. We are based out of Houston. He played quarterback at the University of Houston. I can tell you right now he's a water bug. Good luck catching him.
Oh, yeah, G Ward, man, he's a great athlete. I mean, I'm excited for him. We're both undrafted guys, you know, that came in, and we're pushing for lots of spots and things and playing time. So, I mean, I'm excited to see Greg Ward this preseason. I mean, last year I saw what he did in training camp and then throughout the season on practice squad and stuff. So, I mean, G Ward, he's a great guy. He works extremely hard, and I'm excited for him.
Yeah, you got Marcus Weed, Mike Wallace, Nelson Aguilar. You got a lot of pretty good receivers on that squad, and Bryce Triggs as well. A lot of guys looking to make the squad and keep their positions. When you look at just, you know, how, I guess, competitive training camp is going to be this year after winning a Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure that Doug Peterson's going to ramp things up just a little bit, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, I think we're of course. I mean, we got that target on our back, so, I mean, things have to get ramped up. But, I mean, we as players ramp it up ourselves. I mean, everyone comes in, the energy, every practice is outstanding. I mean, it's way harder than when I was in college. I mean, I know it's the NFL now, but you would think guys are kind of on the same page, but everyone's just, man, working hard, grinding. So, I mean, it's outstanding, and I love it. It's amazing.
Trey Sullivan of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles was on the hotline. Trey, you got to the NFL the hard way. You went D2, played at Shepherd, you played in the MEC. You know, you fought your way in as an undrafted guy, and now you've got a Super Bowl ring. Are you the only guy from your conference to ever win a Super Bowl?
So, actually, one of my teammates, Billy Brown, he's with the Eagles as well. He played with me at Shepherd. We both came out the same year, and we're both undrafted. So, it's two of us now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Carson Wentz, I guess you're looking forward to going up against that guy as well, huh?
Oh, of course. I mean, Carson, he's a great guy. The things that you see him do on the field, man, are crazy. I've never seen it before. He's a magician. So, I mean, that's what they call him, and that's how he plays. So, and he pushes us in training camp, him, Nick Foles, all the QBs. They're all outstanding, and they make us better every day.
Trey Sullivan of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles with us on the hotline. Trey, your story is tremendous. Love what you're doing to help this young man, Nicholas, and all the other things that you're doing. Wish you a lot of luck this year, except when you play the Giants, you know, then, you know, can you cut me a little slack? But wish you a lot of luck this year as you guys look to get back and repeat as Super Bowl champions. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Definitely. Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
We'll be looking for you, buddy.
All right.
Trey Sullivan of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, he's going to have his hands full. I tell you right now, you look at that team, and Doug Peterson's going to ramp things up. The things that he learned during the course of the season, plus the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and to win it, you know, so, yeah, they're going to ramp things up a little bit more, and it's tough for a team to repeat as Super Bowl champ, but Philadelphia Eagles have all the talent.
You know, it's funny. You think about how, you know, the adversities that you face.
Yep.
And here's a guy who, you know, he's 6 foot with his cleats on. Went to a small D2 school, Shepherd. D2 guy was first team all conference 2 years in a row, but played D2, didn't get drafted, fought his way through the practice squad, you know, Super Bowl champion. And what is it that he's doing? He's not even talking about that. He's talking about working with a young man who's 9 years old, who has stage 4 brain cancer, who just lost his dad, and that's the guy that he's spending his time with and working with and doing things for that young man and that family.
About life. Life is football. Football is life, and you look out for life as well.
Great story.
Mm-hmm.
Break.